Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, we saw a bump in prices this week. Let's start with this bit of good news.
Well, we saw wheat prices on the Kansas City December contract go above 580. We got a little over 30 cent cash price increase in wheat. The corn prices, they went up over that $3.38 resistance level. We got about a 20 cent price increase on the corn. Now, the problem with the wheat was in the latter part of the week, wheat prices, they dropped back down below that 580 line. They're wallowing around right in that level now.
Let's talk about the significance of this 580 price level number.
Well, you know, we had a floor at $5.50. That's where we put it several weeks ago, and the wheat prices tested it. They came back above the 580, and they're wallowing around right. If we can stay above 580, I think we can get a run up on that July, that December contract on the KC contract, maybe up to $6.20, maybe get another 50 cents out of this market. If we stay below that 580, then we're probably going to go back down and test 550.
And what other factors are you looking at that are playing into all this?
Well, I think, the Northern Hemisphere, most of the harvest is done. The wheat has crossed the scales. The corn crossing the scales is behind the average. If you look back at the last few years, the corn harvest is running slower than expected. I think there's some potential problems with the corn harvest. Plus, in Australia, you've got some drought conditions in a good part of the wheat area. That's lowering the supply. World supply of wheat. The European Union, their Gulf loading areas are full of wheat that they can't sell because of quality. I think all of that is impacting positive for our wheat prices.
And then in terms of U.S. conditions, the harvest here and conditions here?
Again, looking at that corn, that the corn harvest is behind schedule, and there's some potential problems there. I think also if you look at the hard red winter wheat, the planting conditions, we have more planted than we normally do. That we've got drought conditions that we're watching there.
And for producers who have corn and wheat, what kind of advice do you have for them?
I'd sell some wheat and I'd sell some corn on this rally. Anytime you get a 20 cent, 30 cent rally, I'd pull the trigger. Not on all of it, but I'd stagger some into the market.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.